Welcome. One of you gave me some great feedback the other day. You suggested follow-up meditations, bringing you up to speed on some of the stories from the past. And today I want to update you on one story that I told you about in a previous journey. It's a story that's always developing, and I know you're going to find it totally inspiring. I should say it starts very intense, but it gets positive very fast. So it was last February 2019. My friend Jay was not feeling well. He walked into an emergency room in Chicago. 30 minutes later, he was in a state of septic shock and a coma. He was hospitalized for months, and because of the septic shock, he eventually had to have his arms amputated at the elbows and his legs amputated at the knees. So as you can imagine, that is a lot. And I don't want to go into too many details because Jay wants to be the one telling his story, but he was very close to death. He hung in there, made an amazing comeback. He's recovering every day, and sometimes he calls me. And I told him, Jay, the one thing that you can do in this world better than anyone is tell your story. It's so inspiring. And he's got two sons, so I think he's trying to figure out like how he gets engaged with his sons and how they grow together. And I shared a story with Jay. Sometimes I have a really hard time explaining to my son what I do for a living. I mean, I create meditations. I tell the stories of old people. How do you explain that to a five-year-old? So I took my son to a Drinks with Your Elders event. It was a really nice crowd. And in the beginning, when I gave a talk, I held my son in my arms. I introduced him, talked about engaging all the generations. And my son loved it. He felt special and connected. And I explained to Jay, there's a way to include your kids in telling your story. And whenever Jay feels comfortable getting in front of an audience, I mean, everyone is going to be so inspired by his comeback story. Can you imagine a way to make your kids more proud than to see your father as an inspiration? I got to tell you, when I see Jay's name on my phone because he's calling, I cannot believe it. The comeback is an amazing thing. And speaking of comebacks, some of you might remember a speaker who I told you about several months ago. His name was Charlie Harari. And he told a story about how he's a huge New York sports fan. He loves the New York football Giants. And when they won the Super Bowl like 10 years ago, you might remember the Giants quarterback Eli Manning completed this miraculous pass to David Tyree. And the next day, Charlie Harari was so excited. His Giants won the Super Bowl, and he's giving a presentation. And after this really important military guy comes up to Charlie Harari. This guy used to be former Special Forces. And he says to him how that moment in the game when Eli Manning completed that pass, that was a hero's moment. It's a moment when you're about to go down. Everything tells you, go down, you're done. Eli Manning was inches from being sacked. If he gets sacked, the Giants lose the game, they lose the Super Bowl. But Eli Manning stays on his feet, completes this miraculous pass. The hero's moment is when you decide you are not going down. You're going to rise up and get it done. And that military guy said there's always one soldier in every unit who never gives up. I think this touches each of our lives because there's always a way that we're going down. Something's not working in a relationship, with your business, with your health. Are you ready for your hero's moment when you say, I am not going down, I am rising up? And we're faced with this decision over and over in our lives. The hero's moment. I'm not going down, I'm rising up. In today's meditation, let's release the energy, the thoughts, the patterns that weigh on us, that press down. Let's release that pressure. Let's turn up the energy, the thoughts, the patterns that lift you up. Another thing this guy, Charlie Harari, said, he met another well-known military hero, highly decorated veteran, And he goes up to the guy. He says, "It's incredible what you did. I'm so impressed with your courage. I could never do what you do. I'm just not able." And this decorated veteran says to him, "It has nothing to do with being able." And then he listed off all these legendary heroes in the sacred texts and in the history of nations, and they were not able. He said, "It's never if you're able, it's if you're willing. It's never if you're able, it's if you're willing. You just have to pick yourself up and be willing again and again and again." So take a moment to get more comfortable. Take a deep breath. Willing to keep getting back up. Willing to move forward. Willing to stay in the game. Let's make that word our centering thought. Willing. Try that on for size. Not that you're able, but that you're willing. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Willing. Thank you. if your attention wandered, willing. Coming back to the moment. My friend Jay, such an inspiring story. He's still in the process of healing, just starting to tell this story to others. When I see his name on my caller ID, I mean, it's amazing. The comeback is amazing. And we all have the choice to make comebacks all the time, big ones, little ones. It starts with the hero's moment. That famous Super Bowl, Eli Manning was done. He's about to get sacked. If he goes down, the Giants lose the game. But he stayed on his feet. the hero's moment. Not that you're able, but that you're willing. Willing to get back up, willing to move forward, willing to stay in the game. See you tomorrow. Peace.